This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. It's Ken getting back to you.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. Hi. Is that, I just want to make sure, is that workable? I mean, are you, I don't know if you're only allowed to use one set of bank statements or?
Oh, no, we'll use all of them.
Oh, you will? Okay. The bank,
yeah.
You can really track the, well, I could send you the deposits, but you said you didn't want them. We get a statement with our deposits.
But we'll see it on the bank statement, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
But it's a little, it's that other first Florida Community Bank, sorry, they go by FCB, they're a little weird. I had to send you a download. You can't get their statements online.
Okay. But that's not the account that shows most of the funds, right?
No, exactly. No.
Okay.
Exactly. It's definitely the ones with City National Bank. And then I want to tell you one thing, and I kind of forgot to mention it to you, but
okay.
I was in a real estate business back in the when it imploded. I bought high and sold low.
Sure.
Instead of buying low and selling high, I was half right. I like to joke about it now, but it was no joke. But anyway, who knew that was going to happen?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that was all in my name, not in Tara's name. She owned none of the real estate. Anyway, so, and this business is all in her name. So my idiot accountant back in 07 and 06 when this happened, and I don't use him anymore, obviously, but he filed a joint return. So somehow on one of the bureaus, they're picking up Tara for a tax lien. It was never her. And so what I do is I have, I can back that up. It's going to fall off at the end of this year. My new accountant told me. But I'm on a payment plan of $300 a month. But I'm the one listed on the payment because Tara wasn't involved. So it's like you can't get this stuff off the credit bureaus. It's like ripping teeth
can
out.
What I need is I need to see the installment agreement.
Yes, yeah, I have it. No, it's just it shows my name. Cool.
I'll have to explain it.
Yeah, and it might not even show up. It's weird. It's like I don't know what bureau they use. It's not on all the bureaus.
But
I don't know if you pull all. I don't know what you guys do.
We pull experience. Sometimes they'll pull another one, but sometimes they pull business credit as well. So I don't know where it would pop up.
It is on experience, but it's $300 a month, and honestly, it wasn't worth fighting it. A month because it's gonna go away. And really,
how much is the lien?
The lien, I think, was for 40-some thousand, but...
Oh, it's not even that much. Okay.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Is that not a lot?
Well, we see some for hundreds of thousands of dollars sometimes.
Oh, no.
So
it's just aggravating, you know, because Tara was perfect.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just really was dirty the way that they played that out. She had nothing to do with it. But it is what it is, and... sometimes you can't fight City Hall, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to tell you that I have another. I better fill in the landlord. Shoot, I missed that. A gentleman we do business with, he's also our landlord. So he's a medical doctor. Okay, so I'll put him. And you need to. I'm just going to hand write these because I already printed this. And he's also, I did that. And you need the business. I totally missed this.
I don't need any of the credit card information.
Oh, okay, thank you. I got that.
Yeah.
I'll leave that blank. Well, I already put 3,000 of them. See, most of our stuff, we're not the processor. The other companies are.
We don't need that. You can leave that blank.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I whited out. I already wrote 3,000 on it and printed it. I mean, do I
That's
need
fine.
It?
No, okay. You can keep it.
Okay. And then let's see what else. And then you need the business tax ID, which I do have that. And I'm going to fax this over to you.
Okay, perfect.
66408. Okay, very good. You'll have this in about, if you could please respond just that you
yes,
bought.
Yes, I will.
Because sometimes this scanning stuff is temperamental.
Okay, perfect.
So, okay, very good. Is that all you need from me? I mean, I
That's
have other
all I need right now, yeah.
Need the tax thing. When we do doctors on in the other business, I see you have no idea what I see with them, and as long as there's a payment plan, usually the lenders don't care. You know.
Yeah.
So that part's good, and okay, it's coming right over.
Okay. Perfect.
Oh shoot! I owe you the tax. Now, when you want tax returns, do you want the 1040 and the 1120S?
Just the 1120S.
Okay, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
And then if you have the K-1 showing ownership.
Yes, I do have
just
that.
Just that. Those two pages are all I need.
Okay, very very cool. One of them's on a scan, so. One of them's on a scan, so I'm just
okay.
Going to the whole thing.
All right.
Okay.
And I will be working outside of the office tomorrow, so if you call my phone or if I don't answer, just shoot me an email and I can just call you back.
Okay, great. Well,
yeah.
I'm not going to torture you. I don't even know if we'll have lights.
I'll be working. I just won't be in the office. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Will you let me know if there's any updates?
Yes.
So you think probably either tomorrow or
tomorrow or Monday at the latest, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, this is coming over. You want that? Okay. Let me know, please, if there's anything else. I'm trying to get this back to you quickly because I don't know how long the internet's going to be on with this hurricane. You never know with this stuff.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
So I will send you the return.
And the installment agreement, too.
The installment agreement. It's coming right over.
Okay.
The application. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Great one. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.